Cold Lake, City of Cold Lake Council has approved a $20,000 sponsorship for Extreme Mudfest, set to take place this summer. Discussions regarding funding for the event elicited varied reactions from council members during an April 23 council meeting. Mayor Craig Copeland strongly supported the funding, citing the benefits to the local business community and the entertainment value of the event. "Everybody knows me, I'm fully in the $20,000. There's so much risk with these big, huge events that I look at the compounding effect of the $20,000 for the business community and all that, and the entertainment value. So, I mean, I'll support $20,000, plus the generator," he said, during the meeting. Coun. Chris Vining, however, expressed reservations about the amount of the ask, suggesting a lower contribution of $10,000 might be more appropriate. "I'm going to be a little sticky, just in the sense that the organization has done all right and done well for themselves," he said. "I am concerned with the amount of the ask at $20,000, just because this pot is going to wind up coming out of our community rec and culture grant. We're not even halfway through the year yet." Vining continued to voice his concerns, noting that he wasn't comfortable with the $20,000 request and suggested a lower amount would be more prudent given budget constraints. "There's an official after-hours salute sponsor at $10,000 that I think would be an appropriate number," he said. "It's a big event for the community, for sure, but I'm just not sure if we're in a spot to be able to go to that number this year. That's my opinion." Coun. Ryan Bailey also sided with Vining, indicating a preference for a smaller monetary contribution. "I'm more on the side of Coun. Vining, where it's a smaller monetary, but you're providing the generator and things like that," he said. On the other hand, Coun. Bob Mottis supported the $20,000 sponsorship, reinforcing the need for community engagement and local business support. Coun. Bill Parker echoed Vining's concerns, suggesting that event organizers should be able to sustain themselves after multiple years of operation. "I'm at the $10,000. I'm sorry. I just look at it that this is year three, year four. They should be able to be in a position as a for-profit to be able to have some seed money carrying forward and putting themselves into a position where they're in a profit position," he said. "I'm just wondering if they're going to continue counting on every year coming back for more." Despite differing opinions, council ultimately approved the $20,000 sponsorship. According to information released by the City of Cold Lake following the meeting, Copeland said, "Extreme Mudfest brings a lot of people into the city throughout that whole week." He continued, "It's a great event, full of mud and music, and we're happy to be a driving force in bringing it back to our community this year." The release noted that the funding comes from the Community Recreation, Art, Culture, and Heritage Investment Grant. The mayor also said, "Although things are a bit dry right now, we have a lot of amazing community events lined up for the summer, so hopefully everyone is able to stay safe, enjoy the outdoors, and have lots of fun."